So now I want to talk about reading for others. Some of you are pros at this, so it's not going to be a big deal for you, although we are doing something very different than maybe you have in the past. And for those of you who've never done this before, well, you're going to have a treat. So what I'd like you to do first is to find somebody, maybe amongst your friends that you don't know all that well, or somebody in the group. Your mentors can help you, but it is going to be up to you. You started to know each other well enough by now. You can just tag another person and say, "Hey, do you want to practice with me?" Okay? So all you're doing is trying to look at them from a place of a complete beginner blank. And you go at this, first importantly, first things first, with a complete curious mind. And everybody's doing it together. So you just say, "Listen, I just want to practice and see. I could be totally off base." And give yourself permission to be completely wrong. You are allowed to be wrong. As a matter of fact, expect yourself to be completely off base. Because guess what? The thing that you think is off base may be the most accurate thing that you're saying to somebody. So you just have to give yourself permission to have some fun. And this is how you're going to learn how the images mirror someone else as well. So we're going to start just by one card. What can you tell about that other person's experience in one card? So that person will pull their card. And then you are going to give your interpretation of what may be going on for that person and that card depicts. Okay, so that's the easiest way to ease your way into this. Now, the next thing that you're going to do is to pull a second card that will relate to that person's past. And that's all I want you to do. That this week is all I want you to do is be able to tell somebody something about their past based on two cards. You can choose a third card for more information, but you don't go beyond three cards. Super simple. One card to show where they are, another card to show where they've come from, like what can you learn about their past, and another card for more information. And don't be afraid. Let that storyline come out of your mouth, and just say, "Here's what I tune into, what this card is telling me, what these cards are telling me about what you've been through." I'm going to tell you something. This is a way for you to get such a win. Don't be afraid of this. Just jump in and have fun. And let's just say that you are way off base. Let's just say that you're off base, actually missed the mark altogether. What you're going to do is be able to see this. How did I project my own thoughts, feelings, and desires onto this? Is what you're going to learn, right? That's what you're going to learn. Like, where am I seeing the person as a mirror of me? Or how else could I have interpreted this? And you're going to do that with your partner. This is not about whether you're right or wrong. This is about how you tune into somebody else's energy using oracle cards. And the reason why you're doing this is to give you a skill of a greater intuitive sense, a heightened sense of intuition as you move out in the world. It doesn't mean you're going to be carrying oracle cards everywhere going, "Here, can I read your card?" It's going to teach you how to tune into energy, and the cards are helping you hone in. So enjoy this week. You have your little PDF. There's no more video. I just want to see you posting in your Facebook groups. As you can tell, it's the Facebook groups, it's those communities, these little tribes that you guys have formed here that actually support the epiphany that you're having. So just without telling the person's story, unless you guys both have permission that you can share it and say, "So I read for so and so, and this is what happened." You just want to say, "This is the epiphany I got from reading from somebody else." Like, and believe you me, I expect to see a lot of wows because people have done this with me before who have never done this before, who are absolutely amazed at what they are capable of. And then you will have fun. I promise, I promise, I promise. Mwah! Just remember, beginner mind, be okay to be wrong, be okay to be crazy and off base, and you'll do amazing. And I'll see you in the next video.